This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the JNS Spine podcast for May 11, 2012. I'm Natalie Pinsham. I will be reading synopses of some of the articles published by JNS Spine today. The topics of the articles featured in this podcast are deformity, oncology, and infection. Segmental lumbar sagittal correction after bilateral transforaminal lumbar interbody fusion. A clinical article by Sharon Eason and colleagues. Sagittal balance is increasingly recognized as an important predictor of clinical outcome in spine surgery. Restoration of lordosis in the lumbar spine is essential in maintenance of the overall sagittal balance. However, correction of lumbar sagittal plane deformities is sometimes challenging and often involves extensive osteotomies. The performance of bilateral facetectomies in transforaminal interbody fusion is a viable alternative for segmental lordosis restoration. In the author's case series, a mean increase of 7 degrees per level was achieved. Their data also show that improvement in lordosis was significantly higher in multi-level fusions than in single-level fusions. Therefore, performing this procedure at multiple levels is a good option in cases requiring significant correction of overall lordosis. In bilateral transforaminal interbody fusions, a substantial increase in segmental lordosis is achieved because the contralateral facet is released, which then allows greater room for posterior compression. This procedure provides an additional option to a spine surgeon's armamentarium in dealing with significant lumbar sagittal plane deformities. Single session and multi-session CyberKnife radiosurgery for spine metastases. University of Pittsburgh and Georgetown University experience. A clinical article by Dwight Herron and co-authors. Stereotactic radiosurgery has been adopted for the treatment of spinal metastases, either for primary palliation or salvage after prior radiotherapeutic or surgical intervention. While the efficacy of stereotactic radiosurgery in this setting has been documented, many treatment parameters remain relative unknowns and vary by institution. The University of Pittsburgh Cancer Institute and Georgetown University Medical Center have extensive experiences treating spinal metastatic disease using stereotactic radiosurgery. These institutions used differing dose and fractionation schedules, with the former favoring single session and the latter multi-session treatments. In their study, the authors compare the outcomes of 348 spinal metastases in 228 consecutive patients treated at the two institutions. They found, at all time points up to 1 year post-treatment, that pain control was significantly better in patients who underwent single-session stereotactic radiosurgery. There was no difference in toxicity between the two groups. Radiographic tumor control was better in the multi-session group up to 2 years after treatment. In addition, retreatment rates were significantly lower in the multi-session group. Thus, both fractionation schedules were found to be effective. The single-session approach may provide greater early pain control with equivalent toxicity as multi-session treatment, while the multi-session approach achieves better radiographic tumor control and a lower retreatment rate. Neisseria gonorrhoeae paravertebral abscess, a case report by Sharon Yin Yi Lo and co-workers. The authors present a unique case of an isolated gonococcal paravertebral abscess with an epidural component in an immunocompetent 42-year-old man. Primary epidural abscess of the spine is a rare condition and is most commonly caused by Staphylococcus aureus. In this report, the authors present their therapeutic decisions and review the relevant literature on disseminated gonococcal infection in a patient presenting with an epidural abscess. Given the rarity of the presenting signs and symptoms of gonorrhea, the article aims to add to our current understanding of this rare spinal infection and highlight its potential resistance to standard quinolones. Thank you for listening. Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group podcasts are contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes to access all our podcasts and videos, all updated continuously. You can also follow the Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group on Twitter and now also on Facebook. To read articles published this week in any of our journals, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org.